We've been in the summer presenting Classical Guitar Alive, and we will return to that for two or three more weeks before Leon returns in September for the Guitar Hour. But we're going to have kind of an Ersatz Guitar Hour right now for this hour, a composer whose music we've played several times on the Guitar Hour over the last season has created a recording, two CD set called Classical Guitar in America, which is about a dozen pieces for guitar, sometimes solo, sometimes in chamber music, in all kinds of combinations. He's here, and we're going to find out directly from Randy Hathaway about this music. But right now, let's hear a little bit of this music. One of these genres is voice and guitar. This is a piece called Song of the Ballerina. Song of the Ballerina by Randy Hathaway, sung by D.G. Killian and the guitarist, in this case, Jessica Papkoff. And here he is, Randy Hathaway, the composer of this beautiful music. Good morning, Randy, and welcome.
Good morning, Vern. Thank you for having me.
Even before we find out about you, let's find out this lovely song that we just heard. Talk about the text.
When I was a child growing up, my grandmother had a music box that either my father or my grandfather had given her, and she would put her jewelry in it, and they were farmers over in central Washington, and but you know, as a kid, you'd open this up, or you'd wind it up, and you'd open it up, and a little ballerina would pop up, and it would play this beautiful classical piece. And of course, that's how I interacted with this box. And unfortunately, I think I may have broke it. But my sisters, who are a little older than me, they told me that they would go into my grandmother's bedroom and play dress up, as young girls would. And they would get my grandmother's hats, her shoes, and they would open up and get that jewelry out of the box. So they interacted it a little differently than I did. And at some point, I was writing this music, and it started to remind me of the charm that music box had. And so I started to write the text to it. And it was actually kind of difficult for a while because you're really trying to get into something that's very personal in your memories, good memories of growing up. So I did eventually get the text written in there, and I even called upon one of my sisters to help me remember how we interacted with that. And then to make it even more special, when I rendered the piece into sheet music, I had my father actually draw the image for the cover on it. So we got the whole family involved.
Nice. Randy Hathaway and this first piece, and oh, so many directions to go, even as we're going to go through a lot of pieces from this 2-CD set. But I guess I want to start with asking you about your relationship between these two aspects of music, of being a guitarist and being a composer.
Yeah. I compose on the guitar. I don't use the piano. I haven't learned to go down that road yet, so it's kind of unique. I actually started off never knowing that I was going to compose. My formal training is as a classical guitarist, mm-hmm. And then that kind of worked its way into arranging, and I think arranging was sort of a step into getting me into composing. So I don't perform anymore on the guitar, but I use it to compose. And I did actually perform on one track. I did make an appearance on the album because I just kind of wanted to do that. But as far as today, composing and arranging, and use the instrument mm-hmm. primarily to do both of those.
Nice. Well, let's take a journey through so many ways that you did this and keep finding out more about you and your process and all this. And there's a lot of really great and interesting combinations, including viola and guitar mm-hmm. and Exodus. Talk about that.
Exodus is my largest piece on the album. It's almost 17 minutes long. And when I started to write this, I had previously started writing some music that had this very American tonality to it. And then I get over to Exodus, and it's probably the epitome of American sound. And I don't even know where that was coming from because I hadn't even really explored and introduced myself to any American composers at the time. So, and in fact, I started listening to Aaron Copland and Leonard Bernstein immediately as I started writing Exodus, wondering if there was any correlation whatsoever. But Exodus is, to me, it tells a story. There's seven different movements. And I've always been intrigued in history about the migration from the East out to the West during the 19th century. So when I started to write the music, it just felt like that was a journey going on, and I sort of tell a story with each movement along this journey. And sometimes it's really happy and beautiful, and other times it's very somber and very sad. We don't have to go back very far into our family histories, you or I, or I've talked to my friends about this, and find members who came out on wagons. In fact, my great-grandfather ended up in the Spokane area. And I think my grandfather used to deliver papers to the Davenport Hotel back when he was a little child. So when you hear people talking about this migration and the stories, and of course I've read some books and documentaries on it, I'm very intrigued by it. So when you hear Exodus, hopefully you'll get a sense of that.
So let's hear the last three movements, Upon the Horizon, Promised Land, and Anniversary. This piece by my guest Randy Hathaway for viola and guitar. Thank you. More of this beautiful music by Randy Hathaway from the album Classical Guitar in America. That was violist Julia Posey and guitarist Graham Banfield. We were hearing the last three movements of this larger work called Exodus. We heard Upon the Horizon, Promised Land, and Anniversary. And Randy will be in making an appearance tonight in town at Craftsman Cellars between 6 and 8. Craftsman Cellars, which is on Summit Parkway, 1194 Summit Parkway, so just south of our station here and just north of the Spokane River in the Kendall Yards area. Craftsman Cellars from 6 until 8. And so, Randy, let's start talking a little about the magnitude of these, I guess about 14 or so pieces. Did you simply write a whole lot of guitar music and then figure, well, you had to bite the bullet and create a recording project?
Something similar to that. I had been writing these pieces for over a course of maybe a dozen years or mm-hmm. so in my spare time. There may have been about four good solid years where I got a lot of production. And a majority of this music was written. But I kind of always knew that at some point it would be really nice to put a recording together. But when it finally came time around 2014 to do the recording, I finally decided, well, let's go ahead and start it.
And so then you've just probably just found all kinds of people to play. Like, for instance, you told me just now that Julia Posey flew in from Italy to play this. How did you find that particular violist out of all the violists in the world?
Right, exactly. It's very interesting. Graham Banfield was in recording one of my guitar solos on the album called Winter's Arrival. Mm-hmm. And I had a wonderful time with Graham in the studio. We went out right after the recording. And I had said, Graham, it was great having you in the studio. I'd love to have you come back and do this very large, substantial piece for viola and guitar called Exodus. And the only thing is, I'm going to have to find a violist for you. And he said, well, he was accompanied at the time by his friend Julia Posey, who was visiting the United States for the very first time. And he said, well, what about Julia? And I said, Julia plays viola? And he goes, well, she's been training since she was four in Italy. And I said, well, this could work out. So they're on a road trip back east to Canada, sent them sheet music while they're on the road. And a few days later, he contacted me, said, we'll do it. So that's how I met Julia. Lovely. Was through Graham. Yeah.
That's the magic of a process of music, isn't it?
Right.
Of who you get to meet and who
yes.
comes along.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep going on some of these pieces. This is for a 2-CD set, Classical Guitar in America. And is it denigrating to say that Gypsy de Malaga is your hit tune?
I think that the public will recognize it the most because I use all these Spanish and flamenco themes. I would say Exodus and Gypsy de Malaga run pretty neck and neck, but mm-hmm. it's always interesting. I've had other people mention their favorite tunes are all over the album, mm-hmm. but let's just say that you are probably very close to being correct mm-hmm. in the big general scheme mm-hmm. of everything.
And the classic guitar quartet.
Classic guitar quartet. I know all these gentlemen. We have Eric Branner, Mark Wilson, Robert Verschling, and Michael Nicolella. I've worked with all of these folks in one capacity or another. They, however, have not worked together as a quartet, but they knew each mm-hmm. other. And I just felt like these would be a great set of gentlemen to put together for this quartet. They did a beautiful job, as you're about ready to hear, and couldn't be more proud of them.
So let's hear Gypsy de Malaga and then maybe talk a little bit about how you used four guitars in this. Thank you. We're hearing that guitar quartet called Gypsy de Malaga by my guest Randy Hathaway. The four guitarists, Eric Brenner, Mark Wilson, Robert Verschillig, and Michael Nicolella. And Randy, the obvious quotes, the Malaga that was so obvious, but you also worked La Folia into that, didn't you too?
Yeah. And there's some sort of gypsy influence melodies in there. And a little fill of improvisation, and there's some various sort of techniques that you'll hear where the nails are tapping on the side of the guitar, some tamboras and golpes, which are like percussive type of accents guitars are, can do. It happens a lot in the flamenco world. So I try to throw everything in and the kitchen sink.